So I think what I'd like to do, if it works for you, is share with you a poem. And I just, again, it's in the process of being written, so I ask you forgiveness, your forgiveness for the fact that it's incomplete. But it's just another way of inviting us to sit into the sit in the middle of the blessing of this talk. I've entitled it "Imagine That." This will take a few minutes. Have you ever seen a giant green gorilla playing cheerfully in a small sandbox, or a rosy red rhinoceros building salty sandcastles on the beach, or a wingless white horse flying freely and gracefully in the open sky? If you have, then you may be on the verge of glimpsing an even more impressive, more extraordinary sight waiting for you right in the middle of your vast, limitless imagination. It's a sight never before witnessed by anyone. Perhaps it was not even possible to have been imagined, because an eager mind open enough to image it has never existed until now, until you walked onto the scene. So, open your mind's eye to a sight now ready to be beheld, as your imagination now lifts you to heights you could never before detect. Get ready for the best experience of your life. You sense a bright, radiant light suddenly coming into focus. Its luminescence fills the empty space of your awareness, and a different world appears where new and priceless gifts fill the void. Gifts no one has ever seen or experienced before. You look at these indescribable, alluring gifts and watch their elegance dance before your eyes, only to be dazzled, indeed bedazzled, by their sheer wonder and magical beauty. "I've just become aware of a whole new world," you say to yourself as you take in this beautiful sight. A realm, a dimension of life that has lived invisibly around me from the magical moment of my birth, but was invisible to my senses until now. A world beyond even gorillas, rhinoceroses, and horses behaving illogically and magically. A world now visible, audible, feelable, tangible, even if I and only I can know it, experience it, live it in its wonder. A world beyond the senses, bigger than the eye's vision, grander than the physical realm. It's here, this extraterrestrial wonder, here in my life, in my heart, in my soul, in my deepest knowing. Life's magical reality, its endless wonder, its now personalized splendor, finally here, alive and real, in my own three-dimensional me, here to be perceived, embraced, felt and known for the rest of my life. And I thank you so very, very much for being with Donna and me, being with everyone else who is here. This has been another magnificent, sacred moment together.